Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Red Wings back from a West Coast trip, a successful trip where they won every game, riding seven in a row. We're joined by the head coach, Todd McClellan, this morning. Todd, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on. I want to ask you this first. Your initial impression when you took over the job originally and now how that compares to what you have actually seen from this team and the turnaround, what's been the biggest change that you've seen?
Well, initially coming in, I wasn't sure what to expect. I was sitting at home watching the Wings play on TV, and you think you know the team, you think you know the players, and then when you get here, you quickly figure them out. You understand their personalities, how they react to certain situations, how they interact with each other. And what I found is this group's been really hungry. They've been willing to learn, willing to work. Accept new ways, try and make new ideas stick, and that's probably been the biggest difference is their willingness to take new things on, and it's been a real good group.
This has probably nothing to do with the Wings, but as a head coach, and you're sitting there, you mentioned you're watching the Wings on TV. Can you actually watch a game and just watch the puck or be a fan, or are you always watching it as a coach and ultra or uber analyzing everything that goes on?
Well, I think when you're still interested in working, you're watching it that second way, ultra interested, analyzing, trying to figure out what's working, what isn't working. My wife would say, "Why are you swearing at the TV?" She could hear me downstairs, and I'm, because I'm mad something happened or I'm happy something happened. But that's how I was watching some of those games. But I think later on in life, I'll be able to sit back and just enjoy them.
Two different seven-game win streaks. Like, this isn't normal. Did you think this was possible when you took over?
To be honest, I didn't know. I had no idea where it was going to go. Like I said, I didn't know the players. I didn't know the team. I didn't know the skill level or what they were capable of. You'd like to think you do, but you don't until you get here. So, the win streaks, a lot of it has to do with everybody playing well at the same time. It's the only way you win consistently, starting with the goaltenders and then having good special teams performing, together at the same time, and a belief system that's gone up. So, good for the guys. They've earned their stripes so far, but lots of hockey left.
Talking to Red Wing head coach Todd McClellan. Kasper on the top line, rookies together in the top four on defense. We've highlighted a lot of these younger players. How have you empowered these guys to maybe take their game to the next level?
Well, I don't know that we've done a lot to empower them. They're talented players. They have the skill, the ability, and the will to go out and do it each night, and they needed an opportunity, somebody to believe in them a little bit, and maybe that's where we were able to help them somewhat. But I think the veterans play a big role in the young players' success as well. They've been real supportive. They've allowed them to be a big part of the team. And in the meantime, the veterans have played well. So the balance has been real good. Like I said yesterday, we're not a young team. We're not an old team. We're just a team. And anytime you can kind of formulate that, you have a way better chance at success.
Captain Dylan Larkin, Patrick Kane is a guy that's seen a lot of hockey, Alex DeBrincat. I mean, you've got a lot of guys, as you mentioned, veteran players that have helped empower some of those young players. Who have you seen step up, or who has maybe been the biggest surprise to you since you've been head coach?
Well, I think the situation that presented itself, you have to think about some of the leaders, players that have been through good times and bad times, whether that's Dylan or you said Patrick Kane, Ben Chiarot, players that have, won but also experienced situations where maybe coaches have been released, the season's not going real well, and they're able to navigate their way through it. So we've been relying on them a lot. But for me, the biggest surprise has been Albert Johansson on the back end. He was a player I didn't know much about and wasn't even in the lineup when we got here. We didn't put him in. injury allowed him an opportunity, and he's taken advantage of it.
Do you hate the layoff that's coming up here? You guys are playing so well.
Well, I was asked that question yesterday. We have one more game before the layoff, and that's the game we're going to take into the break. So we're just focusing on that one right now. If you ask me tomorrow evening, depending on the result, I may have a different answer. But right now we're just focusing on that Tampa game. It's going to be a real big one for our hockey club, and expect a good effort from the guys.
You've won 7 in a row. You've done it twice now. This would be 8. And I know it's just one of many games, but it is the one that takes you into the break. How important is it to not just to get the 8th win in a row or to continue this streak that you're on, but to go into the break with a win?
Well, it would be real important for us, obviously point-wise, and the opponent that we're playing is a big challenge for us. But I think when we enter the break, regardless of win or loss, it'll be the effort that's put into the game that'll be a lot more important. And we can go in knowing that we played a real solid game and that we are going the right direction. We get a chance to rest and recoup. That's providing everything goes well. If it doesn't go real well, then we got repair work to do when we get back. And I think when we do get back, the emotion of tomorrow's game will be gone, but the repair work or else the moving forward will still be in play.
What will the plan be over those 2 weeks? Because you're not going to have the availability of some guys, but I'm sure there's going to be some rest. There's going to be some things you want to work on. What's the plan for the team, for you, over those 2 weeks?
Well, the team, I want the crew just to get away. Turn hockey off for a little while. You have families, you have kids that are in school, you have girlfriends and wives, and give them your time. Spend time with them. It's a long year. You've been grinding it out. Do your family thing. Then when it's time to come back, we'll probably have a little bit of a mini training camp. I think we have 4 days to practice before we play again against Minnesota. And we didn't have training camp at the beginning of the year, so we'll have a little mini one when we get back. Review some of the concepts we put in place and maybe add one or two given where we're at right now, and then we'll play, and excited about it.
Yeah, how much of this turnaround has been tactical changes, right? You're putting your own stamp on it, and how much of it has just been emotion, confidence, the intangible stuff? I mean, you go out on a West Coast trip, and those typically can be bonding opportunities. How would you assess tactics versus spirit and what's helped this team turn things around?
Well, I would say a combination of both. From a tactical or structure point, we have changed some things. There's no doubt about it. But we haven't just blown everything up and said, here's how we're doing. We've changed small things. We've changed some big things. Players have been real receptive. The mental part, the believing, the energy level, the camaraderie has been real important for this group. And I give the players credit. They've pulled themselves through in that area, and they take care of each other, they care about each other, and they're playing for each other.
What are some areas that will be a point of emphasis to not just be able to stay above the cut line, to give you a buffer, to keep moving forward? Where do you want to see improvement for your team?
Well, our special teams have to stay or get better than the level that they're at right now. The power play was on fire for a while. It disappeared for 3-4 game segments, but we were able to win with our penalty kill. And as long as one of them is running at a real high level, then we'll be fine. So the penalty kills will continue to be a focus. That was probably the weakest area of the game when we got here. And we've spent a lot of time on it. I think the guys understand what we want to do and why we want to do it. So there'll be a focus there. But there's other parts of the game that we haven't even talked about yet that we have to introduce to them at some point.
Yeah, because we went through this last year where the Wings went on a run right around this time of year, February, red hot, in the playoffs, nice little cushion. And we learned the hard way just how long the hockey season can be. So I know you're focused, even when you took over, on we're not worried about the playoffs. We got to just start playing better hockey. But how do you view this next stretch of hockey, trying to keep in mind that this team does want to get back in the playoffs and the fans are itching to get that playoff hockey back that you remember when you were on the bench as an assistant?
Well, and I understand that. I get Hockey Town, I get Detroit, and it's rich tradition. I was lucky enough to live through it and win. But when you're in the thick of it, if you make the picture too big, it can get in the way. So we talk about doing things right every day and accepting challenges daily, not overdoing it. And like I said, we play Tampa tomorrow. That's what we'll focus on. And when we get back from the break, I think we have 27 games left. We're going to start playing. And I keep telling them, play and then look up at the end of the night and see where we're at. And that focus isn't going to change at all from now all the way through to the end of the season.
I talk a lot about how teams respond. And, you know, if you're in a win streak, the response, you just want the response to be keep winning.
Yeah.
But you had three games there on the road. To Tampa, Dallas, Philly. There were three losses, only three goals in those games, and then you go back and you came on this seven-game win streak. What was the response? What was the conversation with the team at that time to make sure that didn't become a slide?
Well, we got back and had a chance to rest. That Florida, Dallas, Philly trip is a doozy. It's not easy. You're playing some real tough teams and some tough travel. And I'm not sure everybody understands how much that can take out of you. Now, we're not the only team in the league that's doing it, but it was a tough trip. And I thought our best game on that trip was in Philly, the last one. I thought we played a real solid game. Unfortunately, didn't win. We lost in overtime. But that set us up for a good few practices. And then coming home, getting to win on home ice again, got our confidence back. And we're right back to where we started now. We've got to keep it going.
Todd, it's not lost on us that we have you on Friday before the Super Bowl. Do you have a pick for the Super Bowl?
Oh, boy. Well, my team's out. I think it's all our team. The Lions, which is unfortunate, but they had an outstanding season and did a real good job, and they'll get there eventually. But I think I'm going to go with a three-peat.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Very popular answer. And then I wanted to.
Does he have to pay for saying that to Pat Riley?
Yeah, right. Be an invoice for that. And Todd, last thing, I wanted to end with this. Have you thought about what you'll be rocking for the Winter Classic? I remember Babcock had that fedora. He had the Red Wing jacket. We know the Red Wings are going to have those special uniforms. Any thoughts to what you'll have on?
Well, this will be my fourth outdoor game, and the league is always kind enough to send us those jackets. I'm sure I'm going to get another one, but I'm a pretty simple guy. You're not going to see me in a fedora or a hat or anything. I'm just going to have a lot of gray hair on the top of my head.
Todd, it's good to talk to you. We'll do this again soon, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Red Wing head coach Todd McClellan. It's 97.1.